I wanted to ask about the talks that you've given and what they're about and what your goals are for the talks.
Is it with the seniors you're referring
yes.
to? Okay.
Oh, yes, because now yeah. you told me that you give talks to two senior groups
yeah.
at the Swedish-Canadian...
Swedish-Canadian Rest Home and the Dania Home, Dania mm-hmm. Home Society. Well, we first started out with it was going to be a sing-along, so I have a ukulele, and I'm not performing, I'm just leading a sing-along.
Yes.
So they have the words projected up onto a screen, or else have a book, so they can follow along. And we just loved doing that. My partner, Ivan, comes with me. Then I thought, gosh, you know, I'm interested in photography, and why don't I take some slides of areas in the community, in Burnaby or around, that they may have visited and have been to and know of, have had experiences there, to get them more involved in participating. So I started to do that. So I make the keynote a keynote presentation, which is a slide presentation. I'm tech challenged, as I say, so I'm learning how to do this. But I did, as I mentioned, the Burnaby Mountain one, because that was a new one we had I just did a couple of weeks ago. And most of the people in the group had been to Burnaby Mountain, and they could then tell me what they had done, where they had been, and then they would see the changes that have taken place. So I had a picture of Simon Fraser University, as well as as I mentioned, the Horizon Restaurant, the playground, the totems, and the views from there that I thought would be something to share. And being that both of these homes are in Burnaby, I thought, well, okay. Then I have done one on Whistler, too. We spent 2 weeks in Whistler this summer as a holiday, so I showed one on Whistler, and many of them had been to Whistler and remembered this and remembered that. So I talk a little bit about the slides, the glacial waters and the lava flows and the waterfalls and that sort of thing. And I'm going to do also one on, I've done the Lynn Creek headwaters. People have been up there at some point. And so I'm trying to do things that are within their possible range of community and hopefully stimulate some thinking in their minds about what they had done, where they had been,
yes.
what has changed. And hopefully the recreation coordinator, if there's enough interest, might take them there.
Up to Burnaby Mountain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, why do you feel people are attached to or take pride in the mountain? Why is that? It's a special place.
Mm. Well, it is a beautiful spot. The views from there are just absolutely gorgeous. It's close by. It's not so far to go. You're not having to drive any great distance to get to the mountain, so it's accessible.
Mm-hmm.
You can even get there by bus. And maybe there will be a gondola. Maybe.
Great.
Eventually. I don't know. I don't know if I like that idea. But nevertheless, I know that that's being considered. So I think it's accessible and within, you know, easy access. So if the seniors group wanted to go up there and take a trip, they could do that. Or the other thing is, I was hoping also that maybe some of these people that have seen these slides say, I want to talk to my son or my daughter or, you know, someone in the family to take me there.
Mm-hmm.
It will sort of remind them that there is that in the community, and yeah.
What is important about having people appreciate Burnaby Mountain and actually go there?
Well, it's such a beautiful place. It has a lovely history, and it's just got a lot of attractions to it. The view, another thing, I was up there one time and the Simon Fraser Pipe Band were rehearsing before they went off to Scotland to perform. Just there, we sat on the picnic benches just outside
this
the horizon.
In the pavilion area.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, in the
gosh.
Pavilion area. They came and apparently they do this. They expose themselves out there and in the outdoors, because they'll be in outdoors when they go to Scotland. So that was really a fascinating thing. And they have a little concession there, as you probably know too, so that in the summer people can come up and just have a tea or coffee, bring a picnic lunch. So there are lots of things that people can do there.
Yes.
And it's not so far away. That's probably what I think is most appealing.